Good morning, all. I am pleased to introduce Colm Oetterteig that will present integrating Apache Camel with Apache Syncope. I remember that we have a little time at the end of the session for some questions. Enjoy.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. That was a good attempt at my surname there. Okay, so a bit about myself, first of all. So I work for Talend, the open source data integration company. I work in the Apache team at Talend, so we have lots of different committers. So we have talks today by Jean-Baptiste Onofre, by Sergey Baryoskin and myself later on, by Kristen Schneider after this talk. So we employ a lot of Apache committers. All these logos are all the different Apache projects that I work on. So it seems like every time I come back to ApacheCon, I'm adding some new logos. So I started off at Apache maybe about 8 years ago. I'm PMC chair of Apache Santuario, which is the XML security implementation at Apache. This feeds over to the Apache Web Services project. I work on a particular sub-project called WSS4J, which is the WS security implementation of Apache. Both of these projects then feed up to Apache CXF. So Dimitri mentioned CXF in the last talk here. CXF is one of the two web services frameworks at Apache, along with Apache Axis. The subject of the talk today is going to be Camel and Syncope. So I'm a committer in both of these. This logo over here represents Apache Directory. So at the last time I was at ApacheCon in Europe, I attended a great talk by a guy called Emmanuel Lacharny. I'm not sure if he's here or not. I guess he's not. It was about LDAP testing, and this really struck a bell with me because I had a bunch of tests in CXF and WSS4J that required an offline LDAP or Kerberos server to test against. So I thought this talk was great, and I began digging into the directory code. And eventually, I ended up becoming a committer in Apache Directory, and now all our tests in our Kerberos and LDAP tests in CXF are run automatically. So I think this is pretty cool that you can attend a talk and work in a project, and then a couple years later, you're a committer in the project. So hopefully somebody here today will be inspired by my talk in Syncope. We'll play around with it, maybe it meets a use case, and maybe somebody will be giving a talk in the future. And they'll be a committer of Apache Syncope. And then finally, over the last couple of years, I've been working on the big data space a little bit, so I'm a committer in both of these projects. They're authorization solutions for big data projects at Apache. So security is my general area of expertise. Okay, so I'm going to start off with introducing Apache Syncope, just to give a brief overview of what it does and give a little demo so people know what I'm talking about. So what is Apache Syncope? So it's the identity management solution at Apache. It's the only one. What is identity management? So it can be summarized as who has access to what, where, why, and when. More concretely, you work with users and groups, basically. So you have users have attributes such as names, password numbers, email addresses. They belong to groups. They can have roles. You want to maybe store them in external identity stores like an LDAP backend, or push them in from a database and that kind of thing. And this is what Syncope allows us to do. So we'll go into Syncope in a bit more detail later on. Syncope entered the incubator in, I think, 2011. I can't quite remember. So it was entered in the incubator by an Italian company called Terrassa. So Terrassa have helped drive the project ever since, and Andrea Petruccelli here will be giving a talk from Terrassa later on Syncope. It was one of the most successful graduation periods from the incubator that I've heard of. We graduated very quickly, very successfully. We built a community very quickly in the incubator. So we graduated 4 years ago this month. We're a fairly diverse community, 20 committers, 11 PMC members, lots of committers from Terrassa and also quite a lot from Talent, and then lots of other smaller numbers of committers. We follow a musical notation for releases called, so the current release is Jazz 2.0.1, and 2.0.0 is the focus of this talk because there were lots of new features in this release. Okay, so a very brief overview of the architecture, just so you can see what Syncope does. So Syncope, essentially, the core is a web application. This is a web application here. We have all our logic in terms of dealing with users and groups and attributes and all these kind of things. A really powerful feature of Syncope then is its ability to support provisioning. So if we have users and groups stored in external identity stores, Active Directory or LDAP and so on, we can slip them into Syncope and do whatever we want with them, expose them via the REST API, for example, or we can push them out, we can read them in from one and push them out to another. So this is a very powerful feature of Syncope. This is all wrapped up with a workflow activity, which I'll briefly show in a while. All of the internal information that's stored in the core is all persisted to a database using JPA. And then finally, all of this information is exposed via the REST API up here. So Syncope has another web application called the Administration Console that I'm going to demo, which is really sophisticated. The subject of Andrea's talk later is going to be a new web application in the 2.0.0 release for end users, so not for administrators. Another new feature of the 2.0.0 is a command line interface, so you can interact with Syncope via the command line, and then any other third-party applications can access the REST API. Okay, so essentially we're dealing with web applications, so how do you deploy it? Very simply via your standard containers. I'm going to show Tomcat in this talk, but also Glassfish, Payara, JBoss Application Server, Wildfly, and so on and so forth. Okay, so as I mentioned, the core persists data to a database via OpenJPA, and again, we support all of the standard databases. And finally, I mentioned talking to external identity stores. How does it do this? So Syncope leverages a project called ConID, which is this logo here. ConID is a project hosted on GitHub by Terrasa, and it allows Syncope to talk to external identity stores. And we support all the kind of common types that you might want to talk to. So we got a connector for LDAP, for OpenAM, Google Apps, for databases, for comma-separated files, Active Directory, and a bunch of others as well. So we can talk to any kind of external identity store that you want to. How do you install Syncope? So you can use a Maven archetype. So this is the most sophisticated way of doing it. A couple of releases ago, we realized that this was a bit of a pain for maybe non-technical users who just want to download Syncope and figure out what it does. So we created a standalone distribution. So the standalone distribution essentially packages up Tomcat with some user data and allows people to start Syncope simply and just see what it does. So I'm going to demonstrate that right now, just so that we can get a more concrete understanding of what Syncope is. So you can see here, I've got this is the standalone distribution. So I'm simply just going to unzip it. Okay, move this up a bit. So if I go into the directory, you can see that I have an Apache Tomcat install. Okay, so all I need to do is just go into bin and chmod the scripts, because they're not executable by default, and I'm going to start Tomcat as normal. Okay, now while that's starting, it takes a couple of minutes, well not a couple of minutes, about 30 seconds, I'm just going to go back to my side. Okay, so another alternative is if you're running Debian or some variation of Debian like Ubuntu, you can install it via deb files. And then a couple of releases ago, we have a nice UI installer. So this is a screenshot from it here. So you just download the jar file, you run it, and you specify the container you want to deploy it to and the database you're using for internal storage. So those are your installation options. So hopefully Syncope will have started by now. So I'm going to open up Chrome. I'm just using an Incognito window. And okay, so I've logged onto so this is the administration console. So if you recall before, we have the Syncope core, which is a web application, and the Syncope console is another web application that communicates with the core via the REST API. You have the option of supporting various languages. And this thing here is something called the domain, which I'll talk about a bit later on. So I'm going to log on with my admin credentials. Okay, and when we log on, we see this is the admin dashboard. So this standalone distribution of Syncope, it comes with a lot of stuff pre-configured just so you can kind of see what it does. So you can see here we've got 5 users, 16 groups, we have 3 printers configured. So if you look at the left-hand menu over here, Syncope allows you to install extensions. and there's camel rights here, which I'm going to talk about later on. If we go into configuration, you have types. So as I mentioned, users and groups have attributes. So in the schema section here is where you can define an attribute. So here are the plain attributes that are predefined. So you can see we have, for example, a first name is a string attribute and it's not mandatory, whereas a full name is a string attribute and it is mandatory. Okay? So if you want to add attributes to users or groups, you define them in your schema, and then you associate them with a user in this AnyType classes tab here. So these are different types of users that we're modeling here. So we have a minimal user, and a minimal user has these attributes. But we could have other types of users as well. Okay, I mentioned workflow. This is all bundled together with an activity workflow, so you can customize this if you want to. We have policies, so you can associate password policies, for example, with the realm. You can configure logs. We have an auditing section. In topology, then, this allows us to configure Syncope to talk to external identity stores. So here are some examples that come pre-configured with the standalone distribution. So here's a connector for Apache DS. So this is an LDAP connector. This is H2, so this is a database connector. And then these are resources that are associated with connectors. So what does a resource do? So if I just click on this LDAP resource, I can edit the provision rules. Edit the provision rules, what am I doing here? Okay, I'll skip that section for now. Okay, and if I go into realms, Syncope has the concept of authorization realms. So realms can inherit from each other, as seen over here. So the root realm and even, and so on and so forth. We've defined users here. So in the standalone distribution, we've got 5 musical users here. And you can edit the users by this icon here. You can do password management. You can associate groups with users. You can edit attributes. So here are the attributes of the user that we defined by the schema, and so on and so forth. Okay, so hopefully that gives a brief flavor of what Syncope looks like and what kind of things it can do. Okay, so let's have a look at the REST API. So the core exposes its functionality via REST API, and Syncope features a really rich API based on Apache CXF. So when Syncope was introduced to the incubator, it originally used Spring for the REST API, and a bunch of us managed to convince the rest of the community to switch to use Apache CXF because we were CXF committers, and it seemed like a natural fit. So this is a really... The API is very powerful, so I've just given a couple of examples here. So you want a list of all the users in JSON format. So we have a Syncope REST URI here, and you just do a get on users, okay? You want to find out information just about one user, so the authenticated user who is authenticated to the API. It's simply user self. Again, you want to list the groups, just groups, very simple. Okay, so let's just have a very quick look at this. Okay, so I'm going to use curl. Okay, I've got to specify my admin password to access the REST API. Wrong one. Oh, this didn't work. Why did not work? Okay. I was mistyping something there. Okay, so here you can see I've done the GET request on the users, and I've gotten back this big JSON thing, which is listing all the users and all their attributes and all their groups and all that kind of stuff. So using the power of the REST API, then we can, let's say you want this in application or in XML format rather than JSON. So it's very simple. You just specify the application XML header for the accept header, and we got it back in XML format. So this is pretty cool. Okay, how do we do search via the REST API? So CXF supports Fickle, the feed item query language. So it's very simple again. So we're calling the same Syncope REST users API. We have a question mark, Fickle equals, and then your Fickle expression here. So in the first example, we're searching for a username whose username attribute is equal to Verdi. Or let's say we want a more useful example. How many users have been created since the start of this year? So you can see here we're searching for users with the creation date greater or equal to the 1st of January 2016. So this is a very flexible and powerful way of interacting with Syncope. Another alternative is to use the Java client library that's available. It's very easy to use if you want to use Java. You can see here you just create a Syncope client factory bean using the address of Syncope. You create a Syncope client using the credentials, the admin credentials to access the REST API. Then you get a service from the Syncope client depending on what you want to invoke on. So in this case, we're interested in users, so it's the user service. And then we can search the user service. We can specify a Fickle expression here. Here I'm not specifying any, so I'm getting all of the users, and then I'm getting the total count. So this is an example of if you want to find out how many users are in Syncope. Okay, documentation. Again, CXF supports Waddle and Swagger, and Syncope is integrated with this. So Waddle we can access via the following URI, which I'll show. Okay, so this is the Waddle, which totally describes the REST API of Syncope. So you can work with this if you want. You can create a client or you can convert it to HTML. But a more useful thing to do is that Swagger is integrated with it. Syncope Swagger. Okay, in particular, Swagger UI. This has a really nice representation of the REST API. So for example, if you want to get all the users, like I showed before, using curl, I'm just going to add my admin credentials up here. And I just go down to users and click on users. It describes all of the operations that you can perform on the users. So here's my get users. You can post new users, so on and so forth. So if we click on get users, it allows you to try it out. So click on this. And here you can see my response body. So you can see I've got 5 users and so on and so forth. So our Syncope is a very good REST API that's very well documented. Okay, I think this is my final slide on Syncope, introducing it. In the 2.0.0 is a new major release. We have lots of new features. A key new feature was the support for multi-tenancy. So if you recall on the admin console, you could log into master. So this is a domain. So Syncope allows you to specify different domains where the internal information is stored in different physical databases to support multi-tenancy. The new console layout, as I showed there, looks completely different, and I think it looks great. We support for Internet of Things. So if you recall on the stuff that I showed earlier, not only did we have users and groups, we had printers. So Syncope allows you to define any objects. So they can be printers or they can be network hosts, and you can basically do identity management for these things as well. So it's a very powerful feature of Syncope. Support for authorization realms, like I showed. The end user UI that Andrea is going to talk about later on. I think Dimitri briefly mentioned documentation in the last talk. So a key focus for 2.0.0 was to improve documentation, and the team did a great job. If you go to the website, there's a getting started guide and a reference guide that are really thorough. So I think that's a really plus point of the project, because it's a thing that a lot of open source projects neglect. And another key new feature is the Apache Camel provisioning engine, which is the main focus of this talk. So, okay, so let's start with an example. So we have a really rich REST API that's really well documented. So you're a third-party application, and your challenge is you want to do something when something changes in Syncope, okay? So let's say a new user is created, you want to send an email to somebody, or a user is updated, you want to update something, or if the user count reaches over 1,000, you want to perform some other action. How do you actually do this, okay? One option is to poll the REST API of Apache Syncope. Okay? So let's have a quick example of how we might do this. So we're going to have a look at Apache Camel, seeing as we're in the Camel track. And we want to get the total count of users in SyncUp. So here is my Camel route. Maybe it's not as elegant as something that Klaus would come up with, but it's my attempt at it anyway. So we start out with a Camel context. Here I'm defining my authorization header. And here's my route in here. So like a lot of these routes, I'm starting off using the timer component. And I'm telling the timer component to execute every 5 seconds. Okay, so every 5 seconds, this route is going to fire. I'm setting the authorization header to make sure I have access to the REST API. I want to get XML back rather than JSON, which is the default. And then I'm using the HTTP4 component of Camel over here. I'm specifying the REST API of SyncUp. And here I'm telling it to just give me back the first user. Okay, so I want to get the total count, and this is available in the first page, so I don't want to be downloading all the users. Okay, so I'm getting back this XML document from SyncUp. I'm using the XPath expression here to get the total count attribute and get the text from it. And I'm setting a header in the exchange called total count. And then finally, I'm setting the body to the simple expression, which is total users and the total count here. And finally, that's going to stream out. So hopefully that's clear. So let's have a quick look at that. Right. So I just created a very simple Maven project that wraps this route and is going to run it. Okay, so every 5 seconds it's going to hit SyncUp. It's going to get the total number of users, and this is a polling way of accessing the REST API. So let's just create a quick user just so you can see how it's done. So I create a new user by hitting the plus button. I'm going to create a user called Alice. I'm not going to assign any groups to her. I'm just going to click Next. Now, there's some attributes here which are mandatory, which you can see the star here, so I must fill in a value. So I'm going to call her Alice Smith. There's a few more mandatory ones here. Surname is mandatory, so her surname is Smith, and her user ID is her email address, so I'm just going to give her this email address. Okay, and I'm not going to do anything else, no other roles or anything like that. And finally, I can finish. Okay, I've created a new user in SyncUp called Alice. So hopefully the next time the Camel route invokes, and you can see there, it's updated automatically. Okay, so this works quite well, but there are obvious disadvantages to this approach. So excessive resource consumption, because you're polling continually, it's not really a good way of doing things if you've got a lot of applications. But more importantly, it's impossible to make a change immediately. It's impossible to perform an action immediately on a change. So let's say you create a user and you want to do something immediately, then there's no way of actually doing this. You've got to wait until your polling period is up. And even more importantly, again, we can make a provisioning change in SyncUp dependent on this action. Okay, so let's say when you create a user, you're sending an email to administrator and you want the user creation to fail if the email delivery fails, for example, or something like that. You can't actually do that via the REST API, or at least it's very difficult to do it. So we need a better approach. And that's where this new Camel provisioning manager comes in Apache 2.0.0. Okay? It was contributed by another employee from Terrasso called Giacomo Lamanaco, and he did an awesome job, in my opinion. He did nearly all the work. I just did a small bit of work at the end. And in my opinion, this is a really powerful and unique selling point of Apache SyncUp. As far as I know, it's the only identity management solution where we can integrate routing rules and mediation rules with identity management. So basically, it allows you to do pretty much anything you want on any kind of change to with identity management. Okay, I'm guessing that most people here are familiar with Apache Camel, so I decided not to include slides on it, just why Apache Camel. It's the open source integration framework of Apache, so again, like CXF, it's a natural fit. So we have some committers in SyncUp, we're also committers in Camel. As Klaus explained in his talk, there are multiple DSLs available, like Javis, Groovy, and so on. But a key one for us is XML Spring, in particular, as you'll see when I look at the console. It's very easy to use, as Dimitri showed in his last talk, very flexible and also very powerful. It supports a huge range of components, so any kind of integration task you might want to solve with identity management, Camel will do the job for you. And also it's easy to create custom components, which is part of this task as well. Okay, so we have a set of Camel routes that are available by default in Syncope, and they're invoked when our three core types, users, groups, or any objects, are changed in some way. Okay, so this allows the administrator can take these routes, change them in some way, and plug in the custom logic to do whatever they want to do with any of these different changes. And we can look at these routes in the admin console. Or you can use the REST API to update them. So here's an example. So this is the default route to create a user. It's pretty simple, I hope. So when the user is created, the first thing we do here is we take the body of the exchange, which is dependent on what the route actually is that you're calling. So if you're creating a user, it's just a user object that contains all the attributes of the user and so on. So we're storing this as a property called actual, and that's because when you're invoking your various two URIs down here, the body of the exchange will change, and you want to just make sure that you can save this. So this is basically a way of saving the body. So we have a two-try at block here with our two catch. Klaus went into exception handling in Camel earlier on. So first of all, we have a bean. So this is the user workflow adapter in Syncope. So we're basically passing the user into the workflow for creation. Then we're calling this propagate component. So this is the new custom component that I wrote in Camel that I'll talk about in a second. And once this is all done, this basically just wraps up some functionality to do with create or user changes task execution. And finally, it goes to this two URI create port. So it's reasonably easy to understand, I hope. Let's go back and look at the admin console. So I mentioned extensions earlier. So let's click on Camel routes. So you can here you can see all my routes. So I've got routes for users, for groups, for any objects. And again, you can just click on the edit icon here for users. And here's the route that I just showed in my slide. So you can just edit that manually and click save, and you've changed your provisioning rules for user creation. So it's a really powerful and flexible thing to do. Okay, so we leveraged the ability to create custom components in Camel. So we have a new propagate component that was part of the previous route. So all of the routes in Camel will use this two URI propagate syntax, where the propagate type is depending on what you're actually doing. So create, update, delete, could be users or groups. And your any type kind is the type of thing that you're doing it on. So users, groups, or any objects. So let's show some concrete examples. So I'm going to go through three examples. So the first example is we want to send an email to an administrator when a user is created, okay, with some details about the user in the email. Now, this is something that Syncope can do via something called a notification task, but I'm just showing how you might do it via Camel as well. So we're going to use the Camel Mail component, so we need some extra jars in Syncope, Camel Mail, JavaX Mail, and we'll use Mailtrap.io as a test email server. Okay, so what I'm going to do, first of all, is I'm going to shut Syncope down. Okay, so Syncope, the standalone distribution, it comes with loads of pre-configured users and groups. So just to make things a bit simpler, I'm going to start it off with a configuration file, which is just going to give it a kind of a blank slate. So I've content for the master domain here, and I'm going to copy this into desktop temp. Syncope, Apache, Syncope. Okay. And I have my jars, like I mentioned. So I'm going to copy a bunch of jars in because I'm going to need more jars for another example. So in here for this example, you have the Camel Mail and the JavaX Mail jars. So I'm going to copy all these jars into my webinf lib for Syncope. And finally, I'm just going to make one other change that I need for the third example, but I'm just going to do it now to avoid restarting, which is this Camel Routes context. Okay, so I've made all the changes I need to make, so I'm going to restart Syncope. Right, while that's restarting, let's take a look at this new create user route. Okay, so this is the exact same route as earlier, but the changes are all embedded in this bucket here. So what are the changes? So what we want to do is send an email to our test server when a user is created. So we're going to use a camel mail component. A camel mail component takes the subject of the email from the subject header on the exchange. And in the subject header, we're just saying new user, body.username. So the body is our new object that's created by Syncope, the username, and it created in realm. Okay, and the content of the email is set in set body here, and it's just the name of the user, so the full name attribute. And we're sending this then, we're using our camel mail component here, we're sending it to mailtrap.io, specifying username and password. It's going to be in HTML, and here's our recipient here, which is just a dummy recipient. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Okay, so hopefully Syncope will have started correctly. So I'm going to start it again. So I'm opening up the admin UI again and logging in. Okay, so now you can see we've got zero users and zero groups. So it allowed us just to start with a blank canvas. Okay, so in the root, if we just go back and quickly look at the root, you can see that we're writing the full name attribute of the user. So this isn't one of the core attributes, so we've got to create this attribute. So back to Syncope, go to configuration, types, schemas. We have one attribute here called email already, so I'm just going to add the full name attribute. It's done. Okay, so I now have a full name attribute of type string. It's not mandatory. I have to make sure that a user can assign it, or that it's assigned to a user. So I do this by selecting it here. Okay, so now I'm going to create my new user. Go back into realms. I'm going to create my user just in the default root realm. Go into users and create a new user. And I'm going to create a user called Alice. Actually, hold on. No, first of all, I'm going to, edit the route. So go into my camel routes, edit the create user route. Okay, so I'm just going to paste in my new route. So here's my route that I'm just going to paste in. Okay, here's my updated route, save it. I save my route, so now let's create the user in the default realm. So I'm creating a user called Alice. I'm not going to bother giving her a password. I'm going to give her a full name, Alice Smith. I'm just going to click through the next few screens and finish. Okay, so in the meantime, I'm going to open up Mailtrap. Ooh. And Mailtrap appears to be down. Let me try this in.
Are you on the Wi-Fi?
I'm not on the Wi-Fi. Good point. Okay. Try this again. Okay, here's Mailtrap. Okay, so I just created a demo inbox here. Let's go back to Syncope. Okay, Syncope failed here because it couldn't get access to, it couldn't access Mailtrap. So just give this a second, it'll time out in a while. That failed, so let's try it again. So you can see here, I'll get it retimed out. So let's create Alice again. Hopefully it should work this time. Okay, let's go back to my Mailtrap page. And here's an email after arriving in my inbox. So the subject is, as I define, new user Alice created in the root realm, and the full name of the user is here. And you can see it's been sent to this dummy at apacherecipient.org. Okay, so that's one example. Okay, this is a slightly trivial example because you can use notification tasks and Syncope to do that anyway. So let's look at maybe a slightly more useful, well, powerful or non-default example. So our use case is we want to audit when a user changes his or her password. Okay, so Apache Syncope stores all its information internally in a database, and it stores information about users in a table called Syncope User. So the username, the ID, the password, and all the attributes of the user will be stored in this table. Okay, so we store only the current password of the user in this table. So previous passwords associated with the user are stored in another table. So here's a screenshot from this table here called Syncope User Password History, and it maps the user ID, so not the username, because you can have multiple duplicate usernames, the ID of the user to the old password. So as the user changes his or her password, this will go down. Okay, so one thing you might spot from this table is that it doesn't give a timestamp as to when the password was changed. So in our use case, the administrator wants a stronger audit trail. So the administrator wants to know when exactly a user changed his or her email, okay? And we can use the new CAMEL provisioning manager to do just that. So in our example, what we're gonna do is we're gonna edit the CAMEL route to store the password and the timestamp to a file associated with that user, okay? Just for simplicity, we're using the file component. We're not going to salt or hash the password. Obviously, you're not doing this in real life. This is just an example. And we don't need any additional jars because we're just using the CAMEL file component. Okay, so in the previous example, we had the create user route. But now we want to change the custom logic when the user is updated in some way. And we do this via the update user route. And again, it's very simple, very similar to the previous example. Instead of calling create in the user workflow, after we're calling update, and we're using propagate update user. And here's the changed information here. So this is what we're going to change. We have a simple expression up here, so body password not null. So it'll only call this if the password is not null in the change, okay? So a user could, for example, update another attribute and not the password, and in that case, you don't want to invoke this route. We're using the CAMEL file component, so the CAMEL file component takes the name from the CAMEL file name header. So the file name is just the ID of the user.passwords, and we're setting the body of the file to be a new password, what the value is, and here's our timestamp here, change that time. Okay, and we're sending this to the CAMEL file component, and we're just appending it to it. So let's take a look at this. Okay, so to configure passwords, we need to add a password policy. So I'm going to policies, password, and I'm creating a new policy. So new password policy. And I'm going to store passwords for 10. So that's the history length. So a user can't change his password to any of the previous 10 passwords. Okay, so I've created my new password policy. I'm just going to delete the user I created earlier on. Okay, I've deleted that user. So now password policies are associated with realms. So I'm going to edit the default realm. And I can select my new password policy that I've created here. Finish. All right, now let's create a user in this realm with a password. So I'm going to create a user called Bob, and I'm going to give him a password, password 123. Next, I just need to give him a name, so Bob Smith. I'm just going to cancel this. Okay, I'm just going to restart Syncope because I don't want it to send emails to the email server. So, okay, I'm just going to shut down Syncope and start it again. Okay, while that's restarting, I'm just going to talk about the third example. The third example is a more powerful use case. So what we want to do is we want to gather information about new users and process it dynamically in some way. Okay, so I'll give a brief example is, let's say we're interested in the age and location of new users. So a user is created with various attributes, and maybe we have like a screen in our office and we're showing our user count in various countries worldwide or something like that, okay? So what we want to do is we want to decouple applications from Syncope by using a messaging solution. So we're going to use Apache ActiveMQ. So what we want to do is when we create a new user with these attributes, we're going to modify the default camel route, and we're going to send a message to two queues in ActiveMQ, and then the application, whatever the application is, can interact with ActiveMQ and pull down the messages from the queues and do whatever it wants with them. So let's flick back to the previous example. Hopefully Syncope will start it up again. Oh, it didn't start up again. Maybe there's a port conflict. Yes, address already in use. So it's going to shut it down again. Okay, hopefully it should work this time. Okay, let's go back and look at this other example again. So we need to copy some jars, like in the first example, from ActiveMQ into Syncope. So as we're working with ActiveMQ, we need the JMS jars and a bunch of other jars. If you recall, before I started Syncope for the first time for the examples, I had to copy this camel roots context into the Tomcat lib directory. That's because when you edit the roots in Syncope in the UI, you can only edit the root itself, and you can't actually add additional beans. So to use the ActiveMQ component in camel, we need to define this ActiveMQ bean with the address of the broker down here. So we do this by sticking this into a camel roots context, putting it in the Tomcat lib directory, and then that's read and is available to the roots. So hopefully, yes, Syncope has started this time. Okay, good. Right, so I just need to go back. What do we need? Oh yeah, I need to go back into my policies and create a password policy. New password policy of length 10. Save. I'm going to associate this with the root realm, edit the root realm, select a new password policy. Okay, now I'm going to create a new user called Bob. Give Bob the password, password 123. Right, that's not right. And I'm not going to bother specifying any attributes for Bob. Okay, so Bob is created with his password. So now let's go and edit the update route. So go into extensions, camel routes. I need to go to the second page here, and here is the update user route. So edit this route. And I'm just going to go back and paste in my new route here. Okay, so I pasted in my new route, save it, go back and look at my user in realms user. I'm going to edit this user, and I'm going to update the password. So I click on password management, and I'm going to change it from password 123 to password 456. I'm going to next, finish. Okay, so I've edited the password of my user. So now if I go and look at my console, where I started Apache Tomcat, you can see that I've this file here. So this is the user ID of bob.passwords. And if I cut this, here's the body. So you can see the new password, password 456, was changed at this. So it allows us to audit when password changes are done. All right, back to my final example. Okay, so we're changing the create user route again, like we did in the first example, except this time we're using ActiveMQ. So what we're doing is, it's very simple again. We're setting the body to be this the age. So we're taking the plain attribute map of the user. We're taking the age out of it. And we're sending this to the ActiveMQ age queue. And then similarly, we're doing the exact same thing for country. We're taking the country attribute, setting it to the body, and we're sending it to the country queue with ActiveMQ. So let's take a look at this. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is I've ActiveMQ 5.14 here. So I'm going to start ActiveMQ. Okay. So what I'm now going to do is I'm going to look at the ActiveMQ console. So I'm logging onto the ActiveMQ console that starts up. You can see I've got queues and topics here. So I've already done this, so I'm just going to delete these. Okay, so I'm just going to create new queues, one called age and one called country. So I've got my new queues created in my broker. So let's go back into Syncope, and what I want to do is go into extensions, comma. Oh no, first of all, I need to create the new attributes for this example. So I have gone to schemas, plain, and I need to create an age attribute, which is of type long. And I'm going to create a country attribute of type string. So I have my two new attributes created. I need to then associate these with users. So you can associate attributes with groups as well if you wanted to. So now I can select them when I'm creating a user. Now let's go into my camel roots. And I'm doing create user. Okay, so now let's just copy my root again. Copy my root, which is the same one you saw online. Okay, save this. So now I've changed the provisioning rules yet again. So let's create a new user. So I'm going to create a user called Alice again. Just give her a password. Okay, now you can see I've got my new attributes that I added here. So I'm going to give Alice is 40, and she lives in Spain. Okay, finish. So it succeeded. So now if I go into my ActiveMQ queue, I can see that I've got pending messages in both queues. So let's look at the age queue. You can see here is a message ID for my machine. Okay, and the age of the user is in the body. And similarly, if we look at the country, you can see that the country of the user is in the message body. Okay, so that's it. Hopefully that gave you an illustration about how we can use Camel with Syncope and how powerful it is to be able to integrate identity management with the Camel routes. So that's it, and I'll take any questions if anyone has them.
Just a short question, regarding the development. So the Camel is already deployed with a single bar, so the core Camel components.
Yeah.
But if you use some special components from Camel, you need to update.
Exactly.
So either copy it in Tomcat Leap or back into the form.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Yeah.
So the Camel running inside of Syncope inside of Tomcat, can we still connect the tooling, the Camel tooling, and see what happens inside, like hot IO?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've never tried. That's something I'll have to try. Yeah, that could be pretty useful, actually. Yeah.
Okay, another question. Can they run the Syncope inside a Docker container?
Yes, you can run Syncope in Docker, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So the hot IO step requires. So what I did with hot IO was to boot up hot IO outside the Camel. That's one way of doing it, but you can also embed hot IO together with your application. And because Syncope is a WAR file and hot IO is also a web application, so you could potentially bundle hot IO together with Syncope in the same WAR if you want to do. Okay. But what I did was, you know, the remote management. And for that to work, then it uses Java agent, and that you can connect on the local JVM thing. But if you need to remote management over networking, then JMX is kind of crabby. But there's an awesome library called Jolokia that allows to do JMX over REST and JSON. So if Syncope includes Jolokia out of the box, or if you add that to it, and then hot IO can communicate with remotely to Syncope, and you can see the camera routes and so on.
Yeah, I'll have to give that a try. That's in, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, so the question could be, what's coming in the next release? Is there any highlights?
Sorry, say that again?
What is coming up the road in Syncope, the next release?
Well, we just had like the 2.0 release, and 2.0.1 was a patch release, so we haven't really settled on a roadmap. There are some things that we're missing. So one of the things we're looking at is something called SCIM. It's like an identity management API. So we're going to see if we can slot that in with Syncope. So currently, say the REST API, it's proprietary to Syncope, but there is a standard there for identity management. So a big challenge is to see if we can implement that. So basically, it makes Syncope more sellable, I suppose, because you can say our REST API is standard. So if you don't like Syncope, you can just plug something else in. So that'd be one thing. Another thing would be in terms of multi-tenancy. So we store different, we physically separate in databases different users in different domains. But one problem is that you've got to restart Syncope when you add a new domain. So that's hopefully something we might try and fix. So you can't like hot deploy a new domain. So there are two things off the top of my head that we definitely need to do. Okay, thanks.